Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Welcome to Topical Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, and I'll start off with my rhino today. It is this big, beautiful, wooden, hand-carved rhino. Doesn't say where it was made or carved, but it is substantial, heavy, and beautiful piece of art, and in excellent shape. One of the many rhinos in my collection. There you go. So, what is going on? Just about every day, I don't have to tell you, hey, Brian is here. Great to see you, man. What is going on in the news? Like, everything is all about who can you trust? Like, this whole sexual harassment, sexual predator thing that has been going crazy, and I really think it's just getting started as more women, more victims get bolder and bolder to come out. Hey, Brian. And so, we're going to see constantly that. And you have to wonder every time you watch a movie or see a TV show or see a politician or a newscaster, like, who can you trust? What's going on? I mean, not to mention just in the broadcasting itself, I mean, same set of facts. And it seems now that just about any TV channel you watch, they have an agenda. Any newspaper or periodical you read, they have an agenda. I mean, I seem to remember, maybe I was naive, but growing up, I mean, there was not much difference between the three major network, evening news shows, except for which personality you liked delivering the news. But the news is pretty much all the same. You could watch all the channels, and whether it was Huntley Brinkley or David Brinkley or Walter Cronkite or, whoever's producing, giving the news, it was all the same news. Hey, today this happened, this many people died in Vietnam, and this happened over here, and this happened there, and this and that. It was just news. Now, it's just amazing. Of course, it's wildly entertaining, but it's also, you just can't take at face value anything anybody says. You always have to figure out where they're coming from, what's their agenda. They will ignore some aspects of the facts and emphasize others, and there's so much what if, and what do you think this means, and you can't, you don't just get the facts. So it's all a matter of, we got to know who to trust. Christopher Bell is here, great seeing you. So in the world where everyone that's a potential buyer of yours or a customer of yours, hey Kathleen, good to see you, is wondering who they can trust, it behooves us as business owners to present ourselves and our business and our products or services in a trustworthy manner. So I'm going to share today a few ways to engender trust in your prospects, your customers. Three big ways to do. Okay, and it all comes down to the word proof. Okay, because people have to feel that things are proven so that they can therefore trust that what you're saying. Now here's the good news. If you generally, who knows nowadays what's going on, but generally, if you can show that you can be trusted in one area, it's likely that that's going to carry over. So the first time somebody sees you or goes to your website or gets something for you in the mail or sees a video or sees a social media post or a video like this or anything, they're wondering, who's this guy and can I or woman and can I trust him or her? But it's likely that if they believe you're trustworthy from something you put forth in that one message, that they would then watch other videos or go to other pages on the website or watch other articles or get more things in the mail from you and believe, they give you the benefit of the doubt to start with, hey, I believe this person's trustworthy, and you can have trust until you break it, of course, like you see in these supposedly trusted newscasters delivering our news. Boy, you remember when Brian Williams was fired because he was lying and fudging some stories? That seems incredibly tame, which it is, incredibly tame to physically abusing people. Oh, my goodness, suddenly, he's not that bad after all. Trust is tough to gain, easily broken, we all know that. So here are the three easiest ways to gain trust when you are presenting a solution to somebody's problem in the form of your product or your service. Okay, and they all circle around proof. So one way to show proof is to have a demonstration. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. And a demonstration to, so the viewer or the experiencer of the demonstration can believe for themselves that your product or service works to solve a problem. So it can be done in person where, you know, the famous Coke versus Pepsi taste test. You know, taste this, taste that, which tastes better? Okay, so now all the marketing and advertising and salesmanship in the world about which tastes better is going to, you know, be blown away by the fact that they tasted it. And this will happen when you go to a bakery and there are samples of the cookies up on the counter. Or you go into a Costco, one of my favorite experiences, go into the Costco and you'll see, especially I used to go on a Saturday, and you know, all the people in the white smocks and the hair nets, and they all got whatever they'd got, their cheese on a cracker and the this and the that and the whatever. So I don't just see pallets of food, and I got to wonder from the boxes and the marketing, oh, it all, it's a good picture and the ingredients look good. But man, if they can say, here's a piece of cheese, hey, all the likes are here, and thank you for all the likes who's ever doing all that. If I can actually taste the piece of cheese on the cracker, whether I'm buying the cracker, the cheese, whatever it is, now I have a demonstration, I have demonstrable proof that I believe that tastes good. Now, is it got some kind of terrible ingredients in it? Unfortunately, we possibly will find out later when there's a recall or whatever down the road, whatever. But the demonstration, so that's in person. Now, how can you do it if you're not selling in person? Let's say it's on your website. Well, you can have a video of somebody doing a physical demonstration. It's one way to do it. Or if it's not a tangible product, like you're a plumber, it's not necessarily you're going to have proof that you can, you know, fix pipes, you know, that you can do what you say or show up on time. So you might have a demonstration of by showing a diploma or a certification. You know, I'm a master certified plumber for the last 20 years. Or you might show press clippings. I've been written up in the local news as the, I've been voted by the local newspaper, number one plumber. There's the plaque on my wall. Or I've got a wall of my satisfied patients in the dental office. There's the before and after, you know, where they just show the face in the orthodontist, before and after. And you don't show their whole face, so you know, you don't embarrass them, or they remain private, but you see the x-rays or the whatever before. Those are all demonstrations. Okay, so that's one way. Demonstrate helps you produce the feeling of that you're trustworthy in people, okay? What's another way? Well, I touched on it. It's the testimonial or the case study. It's the third party. So it's a happy customer or client, patient, member, whatever it is in your business that is in a video is best, in an audio, in person, of course, if you can, you know, you're doing a seminar or a presentation and you have any of your customers or clients or patients or members in the audience, you have them stand up or you bring them up onto the stage and you have them tell their story about you. That engenders trust. That gives the proof, hey, look, it's somebody in the audience just like me. And so, it's, you know, I can't believe anything that guy says on the stage. But, hey, there's somebody from the audience. They seem trustworthy. And there's three of them, four of them, six of them, eight of them. They get all different walks of life, all different situations. But the solution to the problem is all given by that person. I have a lot more trust now for that person because I have third parties, people that seem just like me, in testimonials, videos, audios, online reviews, any way at all you can get these testimonials or case studies is the second, another best way. I'm not numbering them in order, but the second out of the three I'm sharing today, and there are many more, but I'm just sharing three here, way to engender trust. And the third one I'll share here is perhaps the best of all, and that's the celebrity endorsement. So this is not just the third party of, hey, he's like me, but I don't know who that is. Hey, that could be a plant. And nowadays, again, since you can't trust even you know, elect our top elected officials, senators, president. I mean, you just can't trust them. Like, you can't trust the heads of big companies and big movie studios and big, you know, publications and the newscasters on TV. They're supposed to be giving you the trust. I mean, you just can't trust anybody. So he's just like me, but maybe he's just saying that. Maybe he's been paid to say that. Maybe he's a plant. a celebrity endorsement, somebody that I think I know, somebody that I can, they can attach that trusted feeling from the celebrity, that you can attach that to you in your business. That's best of all. Now, here's the good news. Does it have to be a celebrity? In other words, someone, a movie star? Doesn't have to be. Those are great, of course, if you get them. But all it really has to be is a celebrity to your who? To your target market, to the people you want to do business with you. The WOW strategy, the first W standing for the who. Who you want to do business with you. Who they see as a celebrity. So it can be celebrity in the field. So again, using the example as a plumber, it could be if you are, let's say you are a plumber in such and such local town, and the mayor of that small town says, hey, when Steve the plumber came to my house, he came on time, didn't smell like smoke, didn't play loud music, didn't curse in front of my kids, he was well-dressed, he was clean, and he fixed that thing that two other plumbers hadn't been able to fix. He fixed it quick, and he cleaned up everything. There was nothing left behind. And I couldn't believe the bill when he gave it to me. It was even less than I thought it could be. So, I mean, this guy, I wouldn't use anyone else. And that's it. So, over and out from the mayor of your town. Now, in the grand scheme of things, is that a celebrity? The mayor of a small town, maybe 30,000 people in it? No, but to the people in that town, there's a celebrity. Or maybe it's the principal of the high school in that town, or the head of the Elks Club in that town, or... So it doesn't have to be a celebrity. I got to get Kim Kardashian to tweet about me. It doesn't have to be that. Great if it is. But it just needs to be someone your market sees as a celebrity. So, for instance, I help a lot of people do commercial, business-to-business kind of sales. So let's say it's a plumbing supply company that's selling to plumbers. Well, the plumbing supply company... The endorsement they might have is from the head of the plumbers union, from the head of the plumbers association that's giving out the certifications, that the plumbers would know who that is. You, me, anybody else would maybe not know who that is, but the plumbers know who that is. So if the head of the plumbing union, the head of the plumbers association says, this is the most trustworthy supplier for all you plumbers, he's the one I use in my business and such, that is the best endorsement, that's the best proof of all you can get, is the celebrity endorsement. So those are three ways to engender trust, and I got dozens more. So hit me up. If you want some help from me, you can go to stevecypress.com/help. Otherwise, tune in. I continue to record these videos every day. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, other than general concern of like, holy moly, who else... You know, today is almost over. Tomorrow, who's going to appear out of nowhere that suddenly, after all these years, I thought I could trust the person, I can't trust them anymore. I mean, even you got these indictments. How about this one? The Trump's, whatever, the head of something, is indicted for lying to the FBI. And that's some major big story. The guy's indicted for lying. I don't follow it closely, obviously. I don't even remember the guy's name. But, like, wasn't it like a year ago he admitted he was lying? Like, Trump fired him for lying. So Trump said, like, he lied to me, so he's fired. And now it's big news. He admitted he's lying. Like, how's that news? Like, admit that he colluded. Admit that he, and collusion isn't even illegal. Admit that he did something illegal other than lying. Like, lying about something that wasn't illegal. He's just guilty of lying. Like, it's so ridiculous now. Like, so all we see in the news is about people lying. And then, you watch one station and they're like, oh, he's pleading guilty to lying. And what that means is everybody he's ever known must be lying and guilty of everything. And then you watch the other channels and they go, he's convicted of lying, which means nothing for anybody else. It's just something isolated that he did. It's only... I mean, we don't know who to trust even giving us the news about lying. So the whole thing is craziness. Is your head exploding like mine? I just, does it make you want to just crawl up in a ball and, like, say, forget it? We can't. And nobody, and your customers or prospects, patients, members can't either. We all have to keep spending money. We have to keep buying stuff. We're always going to need solutions to problems. People are going to need plumbers, doctors, lawyers, dentists, heating and air guys, consultants, coaches, all kinds of walks of life. People are going to need services and products, and they're going to need your products and your services. So they're going to have to buy them anyway, and they got to buy them from somebody. They're going to want to buy them from somebody they believe, at least at the moment, until proven otherwise, that they can trust. So do those three things for starters and realize how important it is, maybe more important than anything else nowadays, that you engender trust when you're dealing with people and looking for more customers, clients, or patients. And Brett says trust is hard to come by these days. Certainly is. But in the world of small business, and in all walks of life, it's important. But in small business, it's something we can do much easier than those that are doing on a larger scale because of all the, a lot of the lying and the mistrust comes from a lot of pressure. You know, there's a lot of pressure on politicians to win the race and therefore to lie about, you know, gee, I didn't have any emails on my email server like that were classified. Well, yeah, you did, but like there's a lot of pressure there. Or I didn't, you know, whatever these politicians, you know, you can just expect politicians lying about everything. When it comes to a small business owner, we have a lot higher standard than politicians and people expect more out of us. We also have more competition. Pretty much once they get through the primaries, there's no competition for politicians. Like, conservatives are going to vote for the conservative, and liberals are going to vote for the liberals. Whether they molest children, or whether they lie about everything, or whether they smash their email servers with a hammer, or whatever they do, people are still going to vote for them, because they have no other choice based on the issues they represent. But when it comes to a local plumber, it's likely people got 20 to choose from. Okay? You want to do as much as you can to get the sale, and you want to do nothing that will take away from the sale and make people not buy. And having any kind of exaggerated claims or any other way that people are not going to trust you is definitely a reason, especially now more than ever, people's antenna are up for trust. They will not buy from you. So do everything you can to engender trust, grow your business, because small business is the backbone of every economy, and especially here in the U.S. So that's why I record these every day. My hope is to help you to grow your business stronger. That's it for today, Topical Tuesday. Thanks for all those likes. Thanks for everyone being here live, everyone watching on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday, and I hope you'll join me then, and I will see you there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.